from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Aerosmith retired.
I don't believe it.
Okay, can I give you
a rule of thumb to live in life? Never believe a band when they say that they're done.
Okay, can I try to convince you?
Sure.
So Aerosmith announced they're retiring from touring. They might have been on a farewell tour to begin with. Steven Tyler fractured his larynx.
Oh, okay, they're done. No, never mind.
His medical teams indicated a full recovery is not possible.
Yeah, that's probably you got to be toast. Man, fractured larynx. How do you do that? Do you do it from singing?
Have you heard the way he sings?
Should I be worried? Should I not shout ever because that's possible when shouting or something?
Man, farewell tour made it to its third stop last September.
Okay, and then fractured his larynx.
Yes.
Full recovery from his vocal injury is not...
Will not happen.
Are you an Aerosmith guy?
What does that mean? Have I liked some of their songs at any point? Yeah, sure. Aerosmith on Guitar Hero introduced me to a big portion of their catalog.
Yeah, me too.
More songs of theirs I didn't know.
Yep. So I would say maybe the best... No. What's the best Guitar Hero band?
Probably Aerosmith.
And they got their own. Metallica had their own, too. It was pretty good.
Yep.
Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, we're tracking Brandon Ayuk if he gets traded.
Also, and if he gets traded in division.
Yeah. Will it feel like the Bills missed out there? My answer is no. I mean, yes, but no.
What if he's going off two times a year on them?
That's probably...
Although, how likely is that? If he gets traded to New England, am I supposed to be afraid of him? Like, he's a very good player. He's a great player. The Bills will typically actually do well against top receivers.
Wait a minute. You just reminded me of something. Now it's all coming together. I told you months ago that Ayuk is the next Diggs trade because he is an incredible receiver who does not get the ball enough. And someone will trade to him and give him 50 more targets and he will win the receiving title. That's what Ayuk is lined up for. I mean, he's in Shanahan's offense, but he's incredible at separating and he just doesn't get the ball enough. That was Diggs in Minnesota. Then he came to Buffalo. Don't forget, do you remember who was in on Diggs as well as the Bills? Who did they steal him from? The Patriots.
Okay.
New England was after Diggs and didn't get him.
New England's
and the Bills did.
Yeah.
And part of the story of the Josh Allen Bills and the Tom Brady Patriots is that Brady leaves New England because they didn't get Diggs. He needed weapons. He wanted help. They didn't get it done. Then he left, and Brady, of course, went to Tampa.
So what you're saying is by trading for Diggs, we got three fewer years of Brady in New England than we otherwise would have?
Might have been. At least two.
Yeah.
But but this is where it all comes home now. See? Now the prophecy is fulfilled. New England wants Ayuk. All right. Steal another receiver from them. No, I think the ship has sailed on this idea this year. And part of the reason I put up a Twitter poll about this, like, you can vote if you'd like. The question is, do you think the Bills want a number one receiver? To develop one, chase one down, sign one? Do you think they really want one? Because something that I think is sold quite a bit right now is this idea that, oh, no, they're happier to have it like this. Everybody eats. And I believe that is fine to sell now, but as a long-term idea, I don't believe that for a second. Then Brandon Bean wants star power, wants great players. Ultimately, what do they want to do? They want to give Josh Allen as much as they can. And each and every year, there'll be a different amount that they can do. Right now, they're a team in transition. But if you were to offer me, or you, or the Bills, Curtis Samuel is all pro, number one team all pro this year. Did the Bills want that to happen? Definitely. Do they want Keon Coleman to win Offensive Rookie of the Year? Definitely.
That's true. Do they want it so bad, though, that they will go out and hunt it down? Because it's one thing to, of course, like you want Samuel to be an all-pro. You want, you know, Coleman to develop into a number one wide receiver. But if those things don't happen, you'll want a number one receiver. Do you want it bad enough to pay what it costs?
They already did once. Why would I think they wouldn't do it again?
Because
Bean even said,
"Yeah,
I'm not so sure I wouldn't do it again." They already paid a first-round pick and a big contract for a guy, and they won four division titles,
yep.
And they had teams that we think should have won the Super Bowl. It is kind of funny how, like, now it's like, well, they don't want to go down that road again. What road? Being a consistent Super Bowl contender and having one of the best offenses in football?
Right.
Of course I think they will do that again. They might not take the exact same route, but I have a really tough time anybody selling me that this idea of, no, it's better to not have someone good. I keep saying this a lot, so I apologize for repeating myself. But, you know, I'm not going to be that mad about Ayuk because I think that they will just pursue the next guy.
Or
Coleman will show out well enough where we put that to bed. But we've been years of hoping that they get somebody in addition to Diggs, and then Kincaid was an idea there. Okay, let's see. Their last two draft picks...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Asset have been pass-catching weapons.
Mm-hmm. So you've got no qualms at all, or no question about... If in 1 year, teams think they can get their hands on CeeDee Lamb, the Bills are making that call.
If the Bills look like they are a team that has not made enough progress and the Coleman is not done.
Well, that's
enough.
A good question. Like, what is enough there? If Coleman has a good rookie season and CeeDee Lamb becomes available, are they not doing it then because Coleman had a pretty good rookie year? Like, how good of a year do their receivers need to have to push this idea off again? Where, okay, the next Brandon Ayuk that's available, no, we don't need to do that because look what we just had.
You could make it.
I don't think it's very likely. I don't think that it's very likely that the receivers they have are going to be so good that if a CeeDee Lamb becomes available, no, I don't need that. I don't think that's happening this year.
You could make
it. Peak, extreme best case scenario for maybe all of their guys.
You could make it CeeDee Lamb. You could make it T. Higgins here. Higgins is
okay.
Playing on the franchise tag.
Yep, that's right.
I'm not sure if he's the kind of guy they would want, but yeah, I think they'll absolutely chase it. Right now, it's a unique circumstance. I mean, put it this way. The Diggs thing fell apart. You want to say it fell apart because of relationships. The plan was to have him this year until enough things happened that the plan no longer was that. But the plan was not to, a year ago or a year and a half ago, say goodbye to him and eat $31 million on the cap. That was an adjustment on the fly.
It is an interesting thing. Like, how close was it? Like, if I change one thing, is he here? Did it all have to collide together? Like, if he doesn't decline second half of last year, is he still on the team? His first half pace holds up. He has 1,400 yards, and he never drops off. Is he still a Bill? If I change the offer, no one offers more than a fourth for him because of the contract. Is he still a Bill? Is it that I could take one element of the Diggs story and change one thing about it and he's still on the Bills? Did it all have to happen?
It's a good question. If he doesn't drop the pass against Kansas City.
Yeah.
Just change that one. Yeah, you wonder.
I mean, if he catches that pass and they beat the Chiefs, is he on the team?
And that's why a lot of this conversation is, you know, whatever. We talk about the Bills all the time, and we talk about them for 4 hours a day pretty much, especially this time of year, and we're going to get into a season, and we'll react to it in real time. It's always important to me to say, what has happened is not always what they were planning to do. That's just how it is. When the season ended, Bean referred to him as a number one receiver and said, we didn't get better today. Like, he was acknowledging we got worse. And then, you know, the offseason isn't over, and they go make some moves. But I think the offer is a big part of it, what they got out of it. They got the opportunity to get a little clear. And the half measure, I'm thinking back to the half measure idea. Brandon Bean goes full measure on what he does, whether that's building to try to win when they went and got Vaughn because it was, we're going to try and win this whole thing, or if it's because it's the time to take the cap hits and clean the decks and, you know, give yourself some freedom next year.
And add a pick where if you want to get a younger version of Diggs, I've now got more capital to go accomplish that. I'd love to think that was in their minds when they made that trade.
How could it not be?
We might have to go for a year without a guy like this, but yeah, if a Lamb becomes available next year, if a Higgins becomes available next year, someone else that we don't think is free right now that we could trade for, and we've
Jamar
got,
Chase, maybe they don't want to pay him.
And we got an extra second round pick, so maybe we're more willing to trade our first, or maybe we could trade a first and a second, just whatever. Like, we've got more picks now, a high second probably with Minnesota, in a year when we can give the contract out more easily. Now we can bid against these other teams, and we can actually go get the guy. I want to believe that was in their minds. And I probably would bet that it was a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to just not get too hung up on what it feels like is that they're in a layover at that position, and we'll get moving maybe as soon as week one. That looks like they're great. We'll find out. 803-0550, Ayuk maybe to the Patriots, maybe to the Browns, and the Steelers. Boy, I wonder what they're talking about in Pittsburgh today. Thought it was done. Reported that it was going to happen by a couple of NFL, finger quotes, insiders, and it has not happened with Pittsburgh, and they are not appearing to be the favorite to get him right now.
On top of that, I saw it coincide that with, lesser player, the third-round rookie they drafted, Roman Wilson from Michigan, probably going to miss all the way up to the regular season, and he was getting starter snaps. So the rookie that they were counting on to start, also out now, and they're out of the Ayuk thing.
And if you're someone that does the gambling odds, Justin Fields to be their starter at some point in the season has started to drift closer to reality.
Okay. Yep.
803-0550. If you want to give us a call, you can. 1-888-550-2550. Breaking is coming up this weekend, too, at the Olympics.
All right. Let's
go. New event. You want to watch some breakdancing, some breaking. Jeremy and Joe, Sal at 8:30, planning to catch up on an injury at Bills practice. Andy Isabella. Dawson Knox returned. We'll get the latest from training camp with Sal coming up at 8:30 here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.